jumped out at you?
I think that was the biggest thing first, being able to play the Jets twice a year. You know, coming from there, I know all about what they're about, and being able to go against my old team is always going to be fun.
Did you enjoy torching the Bills twice last year, though? I mean, I think you had a third of your yards against the Bills last year.
I don't even want to talk about that. I'm a Buffalo Bill now, so we'll leave that in the past.
I mean, you weren't shy about sort of expressing your disappointment or maybe confusion about the Jets' decision. I guess just how surprised were you that they decided to go in a different direction?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, any guy that was an all-pro and their team doesn't really want to sign him back, I think would be surprised. But, you know, it is what it is. This is my sixth team, so I've been in free agency more than once. I've been around the block, so I understand what it is, and I understand it's a business thing. So the way they kind of handled it was a little shady. But it is what it is. I'm Buffalo Bill now, and I'm enjoying to be here.
Andre, how rewarding thing for you to have a career year in your age 30 season? I mean, that's not common in this league, as I'm sure you know.
Yep.
Bouncing around as much as you have, how gratifying and rewarding was that to kind of be like, see, I told you, kind of thing?
Yeah, like you said, I've been bouncing around, and every team I've gone to, I've been productive, and that's the reason why I've been able to stay in the league. I'm always productive, and you know what? I don't really care about the age thing because some people say 30 is old, but you know, I've got some guys in this class. I mean, in my class, 2010 class, Golden Tate, Manuel Sanders, AB. We're all the same age, pretty much. So you can call it old if you want, but we all feel young, and I'm sure of that. So that's all that matters. A lot of it has to do with your mind, but my body feels great. So.
Hey, you had a really prolific start to your career as a receiver for the Cardinals, and then Now you've transitioned this new phase over the last few years. Has it been tough to let go of the fact that you were a prolific pass catcher for a few years, and now you're mainly just a return guy?
It's funny that you say that. I never let it go. I always see myself as a receiver first and a returner second. And, you know, teams see me as a returner first now, but I always try to refine my skills at receiver every year. And I go into every year planning to play receiver. Obviously, I know my role, and I know how I am as a returner. And I respect the fact that, you know, teams see me as that. But I always come in, like I said, trying to play receiver. And I plan on doing that here as well. Obviously, like I said, I know my role. I want to be the returner. I want to be the kick and punt returner. And I plan on doing that at a high level.
The Bills ran through a whole bunch of guys trying both of those jobs, kicks and punts, last year and never really settled on much of an answer. How valuable can it be for a team to have somebody like yourself who, you know, is going to handle both of those jobs and handle them well?
I think it's pretty big for a team to have one guy handle both. I mean, obviously there's teams around the league that have two guys doing it, but I think, you know, me being able to handle both and do both at a high level is important. I actually said it on Twitter. Someone was saying about the impact of a kick returner, and I do understand the change of the rules kind of taking out that impact. But playing in a place like this, playing in cold weather, windy weather, punters and kickers have to kick you the ball, and it makes us that much more important to be able to catch it and to be able to be impactful.
Has that been frustrating for you, the way they've tried to de-emphasize the kick return?
Of course, because they're kind of taking the return role out of the game. But as we all know, the returner is a very important part of the game. We have our ball, or we have our hands on the ball just as much as, you know, some of the playmakers on offense in any given day, any given game. So we can be an impact in a good way and a bad way, and I plan on being a great impact here.
Andre, you really had just as many returns, kickoff returns last year under the new rules as you did the year before, actually two more. Did, in your view, did the new rules help the return team or the kick team, or it just depends how good you are?
I think it just depends how good you are and how good the system you're in. The guys, obviously, the guys blocking for you have to be doing a good job as well. But if you get some good guys in front of you and you get a guy that can handle it and is an impactful guy, I think you can make a lot of big things happen. I think they try to take it out of the game or try to prevent more concussions or less concussions. But if you do have a good guy back there, you can make a big impact and not only just start at the 25 every time, but maybe even the 30, 35 and farther on.
Andre, earlier in your career, you had some success catching the ball as wide receiver. Mm-hmm. You've been more of the return guy and specialist lately, but you know, would you want to do more of that, or are you more focused on your return game right now?
Yeah, I answered that, and I want to play receiver. I go in every year trying to play receiver. I work on my craft every single year, every practice at receiver. And like I said, I know my role as a returner, and I want to do that at a high level. But at the same time, I do want to play receiver.
You also said that you know, you've been through this free agent process before. So what was it about the Bills and the way they handled things that you know allowed you to come here and feel good?
Well, they proved to me early on that they wanted me to be here. So that means a lot to me, just first off. Once you get that past that point, you have to decide, you know, if you want to play in a place or not. And the opportunity to play the Jets twice, I know they're building something special here. I talked to Lorenzo. I know his character, Lorenzo Alexander, and he always says good things about this place. So I kind of got a little background here, and that's kind of how I went about making my decision.
Andre, you've got a special teams coach that isn't too much older than you. Was there ever a point in time that you guys crossed paths on the field? Did he ever get a hit on you, or is there any story?
I don't think he's ever gotten a hit on me, but we did play against each other when I was in Arizona early on in my career. He was in Seattle. So we crossed paths, but I don't think it was too much.
What's it like to have a coach that is not far removed from the game who kind of knows what you guys are immersed in every week?
I always say when you have a coach, regardless if it's special teams, offense, or defense, that's played the game, it means a lot more, and they understand what you're going through and what you have to deal with. So they get it. They get it.
Buffalo can be windy late in the season. Wet life is one of the windier stages, right?
Yeah, very much so. Yep.